The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to On The Clock with Aaron Green. Of course, this is not Aaron Green's voice. It's C.A. Nuri. That means I'm holding on for Aaron Green while she's out. Aaron's on assignment, whatever that means, right? And she will be back. Will she be back on Friday? No, I shall be back on Friday. And she will be here on Thursday to say, stick a pin in it, right? But today, I actually have guests. None of the guests are here. So you know when none of the guests are here, I got to be running on and hearing my voice longer. But I do have somebody on Zoom. So Kermit, if you can see the person on Zoom, that should be Priest Marcus. And there should be people coming in studio to talk with me as I continue the show. The news hot. But I don't want to preempt my show by talking about the news, you know, right? But I'm interested in an interview that Shawnee had with the Caribbean Sportcasters, but I plan to play that on Friday. I see the Minister of Grand Bahama is talking about the Grand Bahama putting a proposal to increase price. And I was saying, isn't that what IRCA is supposed to do? Why are you trying to change the system? Let IRCA deal with that. But anyway, I could talk about that later on. Aaron and I analyzed that. I'm not sure if everyone has seen a number of fake news, AI, social media posts where they have not necessarily bohemian celebrities, but bohemian significant figures. No, I see one with the prime minister. I see one with the deputy prime minister. I saw one with Sebastian, see one with Frankie Wilson. I even saw one with Aaron Green. It's a fake news thing. They put the person's picture into like a frame. They even have one fake one with the Guardian Radio background. Then accuse them of some salacious thing, right? Said, oh, this one left the mic on. Oh, this one was getting interviewed. And there are a number of bohemians who are sharing this, believing that is real. And I said, man, you can see this is an AI-generated fake story. Why share this? Why not condemn it? Why not report it to social media god to say, hey, this is wrong? There's also a fake story about these white Caucasian foreign kids always saying they're missing or being abused in Abaco, right? They have these white children, Americans, battered, fake bruised, bloodied. So they're missing in Abaco or missing the Bahamas, and they need your help. Please share this. Please report it. And I say, this is an AI-generated thing. Why aren't bohemians reporting this? Why are we sharing it? I mean, I see supposedly smart people sharing such. And I said, nah, we got to be more astute when these things are happening to say we can condemn it right then. But Kermit, my guess on the not yet. Priest Marcus ain't on there yet. I gotta inbox him. He's changing my show up. I gotta find content. Because today's I am on, Priest. Where are you? So you gotta be typing these people. And then the other crew are late too. Waiting on you. Send. So there's a number of things that is trending, right? But I wanted to speak to this Rastafarian community because they have an event that's happening on the weekend, one. And I wanted to speak to them firsthand regarding the new proposed law about marijuana, right? And what will be the Rastafarian stance? I have people from the tribe, Bobo Shante priesthood, right? They're the most organized Rastafarian community. They have a head priest. They have like a board of directors. They are part of the House of Rastafari, right? Who are doing a number of initiatives to embrace the Bahamian public, to educate the Bahamian public about themselves, to give access to themselves and give to help the community, because they're doing a number of community initiatives. I mean, I haven't seen Rastafarians so out doing so much wonderful things, right? And, you know, they always have these negative critique about them because of their chosen path, their trod. And to see them now actively in the community doing things, social things, community-minded things, spending their money on things, it shows that there's either growth or there's growth in the Bahamian people in terms of embracing them, or they see the need to participate. And because I remember one time the Rasta never was to vote. I remember once upon a time they say trod down Babylon, right? They ain't in that community at all. They separate and apart, right? Chosen people. But I'm seeing that they are now. And I want to talk briefly about that too, especially in terms of empowering their women, the women being trailblazers and organizing these various events. But hopefully, let me see if I get any WhatsApp from them. Hopefully, they connect with me soon so we can continue that conversation. Or I'll just start talking about things that are inside the news. But we do have a caller here. Kermit, patch the caller through in the meantime until I get one of these priests, them, connected to me. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, Marcy, how you doing?
Blessings to you, inshallah.
Regarding the AI, I think the people have gone too far, right? But in terms of media report and stuff, just allow on the radio, even too much people could say. You understand? Because Erica and they would be sued by certain people for defamation of character and things of that nature, stuff like that. So I think a lot of people went to the social media with these AI trying to put information out, but a lot of people have gone too far with it. A lot of misinformation out there.
And that's what I'm concerned about now, this misinformation, where they are blatantly lying and creating false narrative and confusing the general public about basic things. So I'm thinking this general election could be rough, right? Because they can manipulate our prime minister using his voice to say anything they want to say, or the leader of the opposition or the chairman of the parties. They can create false news and have it look like it's authentic. And I'm concerned.
Should be concerned because, it, like you said, it's unconstitutional, and right now you could mess a lot of things up, and you would find it hard to believe any truths because of all the lies. But a sensible person like yourself and myself could see fake from the real. You know what I mean? Could determine if this AI or if it is a true thing. Right. Also, you can go to government to see all the opposition to see if they put out a statement, you know?
Yeah.
But like I said, it's getting quite out of hand right now.
It is out of hand, especially on social media. And you see, like I said, I see sensible people sharing these things. And that they're too eager to bash the Bahamas, too eager to bash our politicians, too eager to bash our religious folks and upstanding people in the community just because we love.
And on another note, the Bahamians need to appreciate our Olympians and start bashing them on social media. I feel like we have too much of a good thing all the time, man. For a small country like ourselves to be so seen in the world as a place that has Olympians and all of that nature, for our own people to be bad-mouthing us, you know what I mean? It's not patriotic at all, and it's very harsh to them. Because they don't have to do this. They're doing this for themselves. So you think they wouldn't try their best for themselves?
And
you understand?
On Friday, when I'm hosting Aaron's show, The Sports Day, I'm going to interrogate what happened or what did not happen in the Olympics, right? Hopefully I have a guest for that too. I put to have a news reporter come and help me with that conversation. But I appreciate critique. I still think that Bahamian people need to know more information on what did not happen or did happen.
Exactly.
Yes.
People were injured, man. You know what I mean? They have careers. You understand? They have to worry about their career. That's not one particular event. And you see, sure, they still tried. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
we can discuss all of that on Friday.
She still tried.
We can discuss all that Friday.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, buddy.
on hold on Zoom, I have Priest Marcus, who's on. But before then, let me answer this one call so I can clear the line and then continue my conversation with Priest Marcus, who's on Zoom from the House of Rasta from Event soon. And I want to talk about this marijuana bill and the empowerment of the Rastafarian community and how it impacts them as a general Rastafarian in their community. But let's go quickly go to this caller. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. How are you, caller?
I'm doing well.
Yes, I agree to you 100% for this AI situation. AI should be used if you want to create something, make it look good, but stick to the facts.
Yes.
Okay? And this particular third fringe party, they have a supporter that live in the United States of America. You might think I talk in police. One day, he put on 100 videos, AI videos, on the chat in one day, over 100 videos. I asked him if he's gone crazy, you know? And like I told him, that's not going to constitute to one seat in Parliament, okay? You have to go on the ground and talk to the people themselves, you know? To spread false information is not going to help you get in Parliament.
Yes.
So I think you need to have a talk with those third French party who was now bashing the entire Bahamas, going all over the world, sending things all over the world that doesn't understand the repercussions for our country, okay? It's bigger than politics.
Yes.
They need to stop.
Yes.
Thank you, man.
Thank you very much. Them fringe parties is do some monstrous things. They just make up anything. But Priest Marcus, are you on? Let's make sure you're on now. Can you hear me?
So you can hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. And your entire continuum. What I'm going to do is make sure all your mics on and your airpiece is on. I'm going to start off with your event. And then I'll start off with my political rant with the Rastafarian community, right?
Awesome.
So on, let me introduce yourself, Priest Marcus, and I'll make sure everyone introduces themselves in the studio. Go ahead.
Greetings, family. Greetings to Bahamas. Give thanks for that celebration. Yeah, man, peaceful greetings to everyone. My name is Priest Marcus from the House of Rastafari, former chairman. And also a member of the Nyabingi Order, the Rockets and Grand Order of the Nyabingi. Tim, thanks for having me this morning.
Good.
Greetings.
And you're based where? Where do you live?
Right now, I'm located in Lutra.
Yeah, okay, Lutra and Rastafarian. Okay. And of course, go ahead.
Greetings, Bahamas. Honorable Ross Copeland Smith, current chairman of the House of Rastafari. And I'm based here in New Providence.
Blessed love one and all, give thanks for this day. This Honorable Prophet Jemiki Bo, member of Bobo Shanti and also a member of House of Rastafari.
Okay, that's Nyabingi and Bobo Shanti. And Sunday, August 18th, something is happening at 12 p.m. at Awaki. What is that happening?
The House of Rastafari first annual Eitel cookout will be at Awaki on the 18th of this month, starting at 12 p.m.
And when you say Eitel cookout, what that means?
I'll let our chef take that.
Well, you can look for our food.
What you mean, our food?
Eitel food, natural food. Eitel is vital. Eitel means the natural things, you know, earth product, the things that the body really needs, you know. So,
like chicken?
No.
You need
chicken important to you, but chicken is important to your diet.
There you go.
You know, so it's something, you know, just to keep you back to, you know, right now, you'll see that a lot of people are really dealing in their health.
Mm-hmm.
And we all taking a natural stance to their health. So a part of that natural stance is also the food that you consume every day. You know, you are what you eat.
Yes. Who all will be invited to this event?
Everybody.
All Bahamians can come to this
event? Yeah, man, this is for the public.
It's open to the public. We are encouraging all Bahamians to eat more healthy.
Hmm.
You know, your food should be your medicine. So we're promoting that throughout the Bahamas. As you mentioned earlier on the ride in, you know, Rastafari is trying to take a larger step in the community to help develop this country. And this is one of the steps.
And I appreciate that, because I see tangible evidence of y'all doing big things, not like small things, hosting huge events, including the wider Bahamian public to come and participate, to come and join you, your way of life, your walk of life, and of course, the healthy, like the chef say, the healthy living. But I still need to understand what Eitel food is, like what all y'all plan to be selling out there. I need to know what I come in to buy and what price. And you say it's going to be on August 18th. It's on a Sunday.
Yes.
Why are you on a Saturday like normal people?
You know, Belfast is Bobo Shanti Viola Sabbath, or the Sabbath principle.
Okay.
You know, so with the House of Rastafari being of all mansions, you know, we hold that honor for each other, you know. And we have Naya Bengis who also hold Sabbath too.
On a Saturday?
On a Saturday.
So that's why it's on the first day of the week, on a Sunday, at the Awa Key Fish Fry at 12 p.m., 12 noon. Go ahead, I need another... Go ahead, Marcus.
I'm more about it, it's more also like a social gathering also, you know what I mean, where we, you know, coming together and socializing, you see what I said, as a family, and really said, and right ones out to come out and socialize with I&I. At the same time, we got a marketing place out there where some of our brothers and sisters will be trading off some of that stuff from the community, showing their creative works and different dance.
So it's a fail. So,
yeah, man.
This is a big time event. It's a fail.
You can consider
yeah, man,
it a
nice. Yeah, man, it'll be royal event, you know.
Any music? I will hear some drumming.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, I'd like to be out there.
You gotta give them the Naya Bengi chant and everything, man.
Good.
So we can have some.
So I can be entertained.
Yeah, we can have entertainment, you know. We can make sure we have it something that when the public come, they don't just get a part of our food, they get a part of our culture.
And this will be like what I call Bahamian Rastas. You know, I know you're open, but I as a nationalist, right? Mm-hmm. And I believe that I understand Rastafarian, right? But I want to see Bahamian Rastas in the forefront doing Bahamian things.
See,
as I celebrate myself and say, okay, that's one of us, let me come and embrace them. See, because they're not just the Rastas, they're Bahamian Rastas. So they have a duty, I have a duty of care to make sure they're okay.
See, man, you got to rely on me. We, even though we all Rastas them around the world,
mm-hmm.
but we all are located not where we are in our society.
Yeah.
So we must take a part of us, be a part of our society. We don't do this for Rasta, we do this for everyone.
Amen.
You know? So today I wear a Bahamian shirt. My shirt say Bahamas on it.
Oh, okay.
You know, so we are nationalists too. We know Africa is our destination.
Mm-hmm.
But while we're here, we can't live in turmoil and in poverty and in slumber.
Okay.
We gotta wake up and have the people around us wake up also.
So the tickets are $20?
Yeah.
$20, and what can I get?
Well, we have on the menu, we have different vegetarian things, like we have veggie plates then with barbecue chunks, curry chunks, we have the chickpea, you know, and these things like most people have never seen, you know, curry chickpea, we have sip, you know, people cook soup.
So this could be an experience then?
Yeah, man, you know, and then you know, don't be scared hear the names and ask about what it is, how it's make, how they could make it. You know, we'd be on hand there to even explain to them how to make the dishes, and even if they want to.
So you know, someone be there to explain how to make the dishes and everything, go in detail?
Yeah, man, I would be there.
Okay.
You know, and Priest Marcus would be there. You know,
I want to talk about meat, right? Because you call chickpeas and all kind of vegetables, and I want to know what I can eat with my chickpeas and stuff.
This is the meat. This is the meat. And the thing
no
is...
No fish?
Yeah, we have fish.
Man,
also
you
want
to talk about fish, man.
We'll get to the whole menu. You know, we got stuff on this menu. Okay. This is a $20 plate.
Yeah, well, we have some fish.
So my plate could be big.
Bye.
Come on.
Go ahead, please, Marcus.
Yeah, man. I say, yeah, man, we got some fish. We got some fish with some nice rice. Dine of different sorts of rice, and we go also have some shepherd pie, some aitaroni,
okay.
Which we call veggie roni. So we got some bingy bread, famous bingy bread, like the brethren said, we got some nice soup. Yeah, man, it'd be nice, you say, sir.
Mm.
So, yeah, man, it could be, it could be something that you must want to come to, you say, sir. Yeah, man.
Man, I'm excited.
I see, begin your five-star royal plate. You see what I said?
A big plate full of stuff.
We's gods. Mm-hmm. And that's how you always hear Rastaman them call ourselves gods, kings, priests.
Mm-hmm.
So we eat like gods. We eat like kings. We can feed you like a king. We can feed you like a god.
Once I get a big plate when I come out there with fish. I hear the chickpeas, but I want some kind of something like eat with my chickpeas.
See, but you know, why you need to try the curry chickpeas?
Right,
you
know,
try the veggie
that's
chop,
a side.
Chop,
no, that's a side.
Let me do something.
That's a side.
You see the barbecue chunks?
Yeah, you got
eat
that? Lentils.
I know the first time someone
eat it. Yeah, try a variety of bread.
Okay.
Right, you know? First time someone eat it, they ask me, you sure this ain't meat? No, they ain't meat. So you got to experiment.
That day
to try something new and open your eyes to something different.
I still want a piece of fish.
CA, if I may, Chef Mickey might assume that you're familiar with veggie chunks, but it's a meat alternative.
The meat alternative.
Yeah, made from chickpeas, correct me if I'm wrong. Yes, the basis.
So anyone who's health conscious and want to experience that, right, change their lifestyle, should come out and see different ways they can change their diet in general and get educated by the Chef Mickey there and say, you could do this.
Exactly.
And where to shop and buy.
It's known to most that, you know, Rastafaris, or most Rastafaris, don't partake too much in what we consider duppy or meat.
Dead,
you
know,
so, we find our protein in plants. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to tell people that, hey, you eat, you know, the energy from the third source. You know, I get it from the second source. The first source would be the sun.
Yeah.
You follow me?
Yeah.
So you're eating the animals that eat the plants to get the energy. I'm going straight directly to the plants.
I got a text, Priest Copeland. What's the difference between a Bobo Shanti and a Nyabingi? Because I know there's different priesthood, or what do you call it?
Mansions. Mansions or orders.
An order. Go ahead. Yes, explain all of that for the listening audience who asked this question, and then we'll continue with our conversation.
Rastafari is a benevolent nation made up of many mansions, or the house is made up of many mansions, as mentioned in the Bible. The Nyabingi order is considered, you know, the oldest mansion there is. And the Bobo Shanti order is considered more the priestly order. I would consider the younger of the two, you know. In the Bahamas, we have a large contingency of both. You know, you would see mostly the Bobo Shantis in their turbans and robe. Nyabingi don't necessarily cover their dreadlocks. So any Rasta you see around, majority of the time, it would be a Nyabingi.
Okay. And this event will have all the mansions come out there and display and eating and communing with the larger audience of Bahamians.
This event was organized by the House of Rastafari. So
explain
all
that.
The mansions are involved. The House of Rastafari is the umbrella organization where all mansions and orders came together to fight for the rights of Rastafari, as well as the community and public on what Rastafari is all about.
So why did the House of Rastafari find it necessary now to have an open house, like a series of open house to invite the Bohemian, the wider Bohemian community? Because when I was younger, there was I agree with Priest Marcus, because I grew up with Priest Marcus, right?
Okay.
They used to say, we're going to chant down Babylon.
Yes.
I'm Babylon, right? And it all don't seem like you all want to chant me down anymore. You all seem like you all want to embrace me and maybe even educate me to live a better life. But you all don't want to chant down no more.
Over the time, as you know, people tend to evolve. We all have evolved in our conscience. And when I say that, one time ago in my mindset, I think most Rastas saw anyone participating in Babylon as a part of Babylon. I think we've moved away from that. Babylon is the system. The system that is keeping us all down and oppressed. The system that has you here working 5 days a week. You know, that's the system that we're fighting now. You know, the system that doesn't give us religious freedoms, the Rastafari. That system is what we're fighting now.
Okay, go through the menu again, and I'll move my, you say the political system, I'm going to move the conversation to that. But I remember August 18th.
August 18th,
Sunday,
12 p.m. noon. Yes, it's the idol cookout for the House of Rastafari. All mansions will be involved. We're asking the wider public to come out and support. I'd also like to mention, this event is actually going to support. This will move right into what you're about to talk about. But the House of Rastafari has found it necessary to start a legal aid fund due to the oppression that Rastas have been experiencing over the years. As you know, there's a lot of talk about passing a cannabis bill to give religious use rights to Rastafari. The majority of the community is not satisfied in everything that's in the bill. So the House and several other members have been fighting for changes to the bill, the cannabis bill I'm referring to. You know,
okay, so just go straight to that, right? And your opinion of the bill. I'll start with the chef. Because I like food, and I use my honored guests here. And when I come out there, I expect my plate to be bigger than other place, you know, because Rastas bless people. And if I get chickpeas, I want chickpeas and fish. But let's go in terms of what part of the bill that you personally are unsatisfied. Then I'm going to bait Priest Marcus, and we're going to finish beating Priest Copeland in terms that I hear Rastas can't grow their own marijuana. But I don't know how y'all can get marijuana when it's illegal for any Bahamian to grow marijuana without a permit. And y'all ain't getting the permit. Go ahead, Priest.
It's so much.
Explain that.
You ask me what my biggest
problem
is right now, right? And my thing is this. First, let me speak as a Bahamian. I don't just look at the bill as the religious bill and the medical marijuana bill. I look at the whole bill, okay, as a person. And I see that the whole bill is not working for the Bahamian public. Now, and I try to tell the regular Bahamian public they need to agitate and rally against this bill because the bill is horrible. But when it comes to the Rastafarian point of the bill, and it bothers me that we have to separate it like this. You know, it's so much wrong within the bill from they're not understanding our practice as Rastafarians, and they are more or less legislating us as if we were a Christian community and still not doing the same things that they would do to the Christians that they do to us. Because where I have to register for sacrament and pay to use the sacrament, you could go in a Catholic church on any morning and go to morning mass and get sacrament. They don't have a register of you. The government don't have no license with you. You didn't have to pay anything. So that is discriminatory within it. It's still criminalizing us because now we have to be a part of that same system that we fought to stay against. Now we have to be a part of that system. And by law, now they are legally bringing us into their system that we fought so hard to keep up and rights within itself. Give us freedom of...
Priest Mickey, you don't sound like you're grateful. My government try help you all out and bring you all into this thing, and then you don't sound grateful.
Grateful for what? For my rights? Do I have to be grateful to get my rights? You're not grateful for your rights. I am happy. But these are things that have been infringed upon our rights, and we have been being abused, brutalized for our rights. Mm. It isn't like they just wasn't giving it to us. They was also penalizing us, cutting our locks, putting us in jail, beating us. You only know half of the atrocities that Rastafarians face because of our fate. And not just because of cannabis. It's because of our fate, because it all started because we look different from everybody else. We got long hair and beard and all these other things. We wear a turban and robe. And so we already look different from society. So if cannabis was just something else to jump on us with.
Priest Marcus, I can go to you. I can cope and I come to you soon. What family are you in again? Exuma, you said?
Elutra.
I know that you were not connected to what do you call it, a camp? That was the right word.
He is. He's actually a priest of the Nyabingi Order.
They have one inside Elutra?
Speak to Jamarcus.
Jamarcus, they have a camp in Elutra?
But we have assemblies where we got it.
So the reason why I mention it, right, in New Providence, there's a camp, and the government has made it legal for the camp to serve sacrament, right? That the Rastafarians, independent Rastafarians, can come to the camp, right? What the right word is camp?
That's foolishness.
I love the story, Mickey. I love the story, right? I want to know how you can get your sacrament if you all the way in Elutra. You look like you could be against the law.
Okay, what this? Like for yourself, Honorable Jim Mickey was saying, right? There's plenty of things with INA ain't satisfied with within the bill, but INA, like you was stating there, like we give thanks for the government making a way to try to say, okay, they can deal with the bill, but it's saying there they should address INA and have proper consultation with INA rep, because like how it is, first of all, concerning INA rights. INA, we would like INA rights respected and protected by law. And then by doing that, then that will cover all of the sacrament rights, that will cover the rights of INA being violated, persecuted, the children that have rights to go to school with their locks. We say it would show the respect for us, even an apology. But to your question, what you ask, simple as, okay, right now you say the government give INA rights to deal with the sacrament. Okay, they said that, like how Jamaica is, man, they said that they give organizations, which is the mansions within the Rastafari community, is the rights to apply for the use of the sacrament, which is a license, which is $1,000. and they give individuals the right to apply, which is non-OO or non-aligned with the mansions, $500. Just like how Jamaica say, we don't feel like we should be paying for no license in the first place to deal with any sacrament for the victimization what I have been through. And then concerning the same license, like you were saying, we can't, like, it don't give INA the rights to really, like, to say, grow our own sacrament. And how much sacrament can we grow? It don't give us the rights to say, even to make a true, even within our own community. So the same things within the bill, it have to be addressed. I here on the island with brethren who are Rastafari and brethren who are non-Rastafari, they don't even have rights within the bill. So the bill, it have to be addressed because like we don't, when the bill come out, it still be more victimization. Like you say, people still be getting arrested, people still be getting persecuted because the bill don't give people the rights to use the sacrament. The bill don't give Rastafari the real rights to use the sacrament. How can our members, the bill says that the leader who in charge of the mansion or the organization, he have the rights to purchase, apply for the license. He have the rights to purchase the cannabis from the pharmacy, the dispensary, or any person with a selling license. So that means on sacrament. What about the members? Like me, like you say, I'm an Elutra. How can I get the sacrament? And then it addresses and says that brethren who have a criminal record cannot apply for the license.
I didn't know that.
Rastafari brethren just have a criminal record
all us
for the use of sacrament. Because of some brethren will never even break a law. Some do no crime. Only using the sacrament. And some of them never being really in public just that the police profile them because they are Rasta. And they catch them with a little piece of sacrament, send them to court. Now they have criminal record. Now they can't get this job or they can't go to the States or do, or you see what they say? So these issues have to be addressed.
Okay.
I see. So there's plenty of things where we still see that. That's why it ain't like we ungrateful. We just want justice. We just want equality and justice. That's all it is.
Please go
ahead. I see.
You mentioned this legal aid thing, you're collecting money and doing these finances. What type of case, what type of program you plan to organize to hopefully lobby the government to change, make some amendments to this bill?
Well, if I may, I'll take a step back and say, one, I am grateful that the government has finally recognized the rights of Rastafari. I am grateful for statements from the AG saying we are ending criminalization of Rastafarianism. Mm-hmm. I am grateful. So I'm grateful that now the discussion has begun, there are several things, you know, we are not satisfied with. So to your point, as the bill is written right now, you know, the House and the community are willing, able, interested in taking a legal route because of all of our rights have not been protected. All of our rights have not been addressed in this so-called cannabis bill. You know, we were looking for the rights of Rastafari to be codified in law. You know, it seems as this bill is just focused on the smoking of cannabis.
Hmm.
You know, Rastafari use cannabis for more than just smoking. It's a healing agent. It's
everything.
It's food.
I get healed from marijuana?
Oh, my God.
No, I just asking that. Go ahead.
The Prime Minister recently had a surgery on his sciatic nerve.
Yes.
Marijuana oil, cannabis oil, relieves the pain related to sciatic nerve problem.
So I may have to encourage our Prime Minister to get access.
Far right. How about
that? There you go.
See, and that's the thing. When they try to legislate our sacrament, not knowing how it is,
Then you legislate things like wrong things, like telling us that we only can use cannabis in the tabernacle when we do not use cannabis in our tabernacle.
I want to talk about that now. They said that you cannot smoke the cannabis outside. You need to go into tabernacle church and smoke it there.
So they're changing our principle.
You say you can't smoke inside the tabernacle?
We don't even put, we don't have nothing in our pocket, not even money, not even a lighter. We don't, that's,
no,
we
don't, we're
service, we're service.
You already reorganize your way of life.
Their idea is a bunch of people that's around just smoking and just, and that's our tabernacle, but it don't understand our service and the principles that we hold. See, and that's where it's, this thing don't make no sense. My thing is this, we as our body is the tabernacle. When the good father come, when the Most High come, he's not going to pick up them buildings and carry them.
Hmm.
But that's what they want us to do. And when they legislate us as Rastafarian, that we only can use it at home. We can't have it. If we get catch, we can't even have it. So say get catch, we're in trouble.
Copeland, are you willing to invite the Attorney General to the Rastafarian camp to understand what the tabernacle is, the system?
The entire cabinet.
Just invite all of them. You will do that?
If needed, yes.
But will they take from it, because we've spoken to them.
No, they know Ryan Pinder. Ryan Pinder is the most educated man I've come across. He understands things. Perhaps if you invite him to make him see what is happening, he will now be able to go and tweak what it is that you'll have issues with. But I have a caller here, and I'm going to come back to the next question. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Neary.
Good morning. How are you doing?
And good morning to all of your guests.
Good morning.
I was listening to him saying that only the person in charge of the House of Rasta is allowed to purchase. Is he, by what they're saying, is he allowed to purchase it for himself only? Or will he, is he allowed to purchase it for, I guess, for the members?
Okay, let me
in a box?
Okay, let me explain it quick, Marcus. What they want to do is, in the law, what will happen is the head, the leader of whatever organization, the Rastafarian organization, will have to apply for the license for the organization. So he would have he would be the only one that will be able to go out and purchase cannabis. Now, the thing is, by law, he can only have a certain amount of cannabis. Now, what they say is, on the premises, he can only have 14 grams. 14 grams consists of half an ounce of cannabis. So that's all the cannabis he could possess on the tabernacle grounds at any one time. He is allowed, I think they're saying he's allowed to have up to 11 pounds. He can buy up to 11 pounds, but he cannot have it there.
So, now, in other words, he is allowed to purchase it only, and then that's where him alone will have monopoly
to
on trying
it.
To sell it back
to you. No, he can't sell it. He cannot sell it. He cannot sell it. He only can distribute it to us.
Him alone is responsible to distribute it throughout the community. Members is. Just saying so, that it's the Bingy camp or the Bobo camp. It's the leader of the organization.
I have a slight idea about what goes on in the camp. So he probably, or whoever does, most likely still sell it. But how will the law know that he or whoever is doing it is still selling it to the members, I guess would say, under the table? Because I have a general idea of what goes on.
They
can't
sell it because they have people who will be checking. They check in the amount. First of all, the amount, how much you will be purchasing or getting, will be recorded.
Right.
In their database.
Government's going to
And then that will be recorded. So that amount will be recorded. So that will be the amount what you will be distributing to your members. So if they find out that you are selling it under the table or whatever, that's a fine. That's a charge. That's a penalty. Say that you cannot sell the sacrament.
Okay, see.
Now the mix up come where they have that, like how Jamiki say, they have that the members can just have 14 grams, but then they have the next part of that is that the individual who is not off the munchkins, but he is non-aligned with the munchkins, he can purchase up the ounce and move through with that. He don't have to smoke. He don't have to smoke at the tabernacle. He can smoke at his home. So he's saying, or wherever else he has exempt to smoke. And he have the rights. Now, he have the rights as an individual to purchase the cannabis, the sacrament from anywhere, which is would be selling, whether it be the pharmacy, the dispensary, or a retailer.
But not the Rastafari.
Let me understand that. Forgive me, Marcus.
So that's the trick side about that, because then that's supposed to be correspondent with the whole Rastafari community. That's supposed to be the choice within the community, whether that I and I as the community, because we are members within the community. So how can the members now get their sacrament other than just depending on just one person to get the sacrament? When you have individuals who will be going out and getting licenses. So they bring a separation within the community.
Okay.
I sat with them and discussed it?
Yes, we did. And we explained to them that this was wrong. No, that's the thing. Because I was actually in the meeting, so I can say that when they proposed this bill to us the first time, and this is the draft, this is the hurtful thing, this is the draft, we explained to them all of this right then and there in the meeting that this cannot work. Especially being there, and most of the people there was actually Bobo Shantis, who knowing that we cannot have sacrament in our tabernacle and part of our service, we also know that we use our sacrament in every day, in our everyday life, not just smoking, like Honorable Ross Copeland was saying, even in our medication, in our food, in everything we do, cannabis is a part of our sacrament. So when you only legislate cannabis to be in the tabernacle, you already take our use of our sacrament away from us and just legislate it to one small thing. And plus, now you hit a very important point with when you start talking about black markets, that would be if you buy cannabis and then sell it under the table, what we would want to stop. But it also tells that they did not put nowhere for us to make an economic stand. So what you're talking about is what would be the downfall of not even putting an economic stand when ones have to go to the black market and start doing things like that. And we should see these things as a problem from before it even start. And they did, and only thing we as Rastafarians being asking, if anybody's going to make some money out of this, we should be a part of that making money. And they legislated that we cannot make a dollar.
Jack Open, right? They exclude Rastafarians from making money off this. They just lock you up for taking your sacrament. They just even lock you up for having your hair wild. Do you believe you all deserve reparation?
Great question, and yes. I think a key point in the legislation, or something that's missing for our community, is the reparatory justice for all the prior oppression, arrests, convictions related to cannabis. All of a sudden, out of the blue, in the past few years, cannabis is now what the Rastas have always been seeing, a medicine that can be used to aid and benefit the human being.
So you believe that you're making overtures now to the Attorney General to be included in terms of, even if me being biased now, have access to make money amongst your community. You believe that you should have that access?
Yes. It's a known fact that members in our community or persons in our community now may be relying on just that, you know, relying on the sale of cannabis to survive for them and their families.
And are you comfortable with buying marijuana from the depots?
No, Rastafari is not looking for medicinal cannabis. It's different. No. We're looking for the cannabis created by God, Yah, himself.
You're trying to say this medicinal cannabis different?
Yes.
Different?
Yes, it chemical. Is. It's synthetic.
It's synthetic. It's not real. It's when you take the cannabis and you start to make pills and medication with it, then you have to look at the proteins that's in it. See, so you go into the scientific part of it now, and now you start in our legislation, if you really read legislation, they're taking a natural plant and now turning it into a drug. Okay, so now we're taking something that is natural, that the herbalist should be dealing with, and they're going to change it into a drug.
Are you trying to change Rasta?
Yes, and then change it and then give it to the pharmacist, because now it's a drug that the pharmacist will be able to let
Rastafari do not deal with processed items. So when we say idol, it's ital, vital. It's from Yah. It's from nature. What we are looking for is going to be balanced based on nature. not man deciding how many CBD and THC should be in it, not altering the plant, not manufactured. No, that's not what we're looking for.
Let me squeeze this caller in. Go ahead, Cody, can you hear me?
Yes, good morning. Morning to you. And
good morning.
Good morning.
To the brethren in the studio. Hey, I'm proud, brethren. It's an honor to hear you all on the radio fighting and getting up and standing up for the rights, but I mean, and you know, you're representing well, you see. And
blessed, give thanks.
I mean, but and I want to give thanks, brethren, for you all breaking down that that proposed marijuana bill, because I didn't understand it the way you all was talking about it, you know what I mean? We didn't get much details on it. But what it sounds like, brethren, is that if only the leader is allowed to go and get it, right, and the other members are not, what it sounds like is that they want every other Rasta man to pay $500 for his individual license.
Rastafari.
Yes.
See?
Now, see, the problem with that, too, is now, and I ask them, I'm a part of the Bobo Shanti. For me to be able to get an individual license, I would have to now say that I am not a part of the Bobo Shanti. I am not aligned with any alliance, I mean, any mansion, and then I could get an individual, because as long as I'm a part of a mansion, I cannot get an individual license. I must wait for
that. They're really complicating things.
Yes. No, they're trying to divide us. See,
yes,
because they don't
really
understand this.
They really complicating the issue.
Yep.
Yes, but
legalize it. Just let's get to the point.
Time,
just legalize
time,
it.
But it makes no sense. And what CA needs to understand, right? That this is not a Rastafari issue. This is a human rights.
Exactly.
Issue. This
exactly.
is a common sense issue. This is a what's right issue. You understand?
It's our constitution.
And I mean, CA, and you in a society where you observe that other things like alcohol, for one, you know what I mean, is a killer. You understand where I'm coming from? So I mean, what we're talking about is a human right, CA. So every one of us needs to stand up against the government and demand what's right. This is not a Rasta issue, so don't look at it as a Rasta issue, because then you might be prejudiced toward it. Look at it as a human rights issue.
Give thanks, my brother.
All right, and I want to give thanks to the brethren inside the studio, because like I said before, we got to get up and we got to stand up for our rights. Hail the Emperor.
Blessed love, my Lord.
Okay, thank you very much. I just want to remind people that on August 18th, I'm looking for that flyer right now. John, Mickey, you can say it right now. Go ahead, Marcus. We're closing up right now.
On August 18th, we have an Ital cookout. You say, send along with, we'll have some fresh plate. So the tickets will be $20. The event will start at 12 o'clock, and we'll be looking to see everybody out there. So you can get this.
Where's the House of Rastafari for tickets?
Ital plate.
Where's it located exactly?
Experience with the Rastafari community.
Where's it located exactly?
Arawaki.
What part of Arawaki, man?
Okay, long walk side. New name,
Long walk. Are you sure you'll have the flags and everything like that?
They want to see us.
That's August 18th, which is going to be a Sunday. Sunday at 12 noon it starts. They have all kind of fish plate and veggie plates. I can take that chickpeas, that curry chickpeas, and some kind of barbecue. What
chunks.
Barbecue chunks.
Barbecue chunks.
And Mickey can make me a special plate. And they have all kind of drinks, right?
All kind of drinks. Ganep lemonade, passion fruit lemonade, peanut punch, the whole works. A quick point I want to make on the reparations. Here are some examples for the government. An apology can be considered part of the reparations. We're also looking for no license fee for cultivation, processing, manufacturing, or dispensary. We're looking for expunging police records, no arrests, no fines. We're also looking for savings derived by the government from the courts and corrections, that there should be some benefit given back to annually or however that's determined. But
Rastafari needs some restitution. I have priests Marcus, Ja Mickey, Ja Copeland. They're all part of the host of Rastafari. They're having a big event on August 18th. This is going to be at the Fish Fry, which is going to be on a Sunday. All kind of drinks. Ital drinks, all kind of Ital food. They have entertainment. You can come there and listen to music. You can see the Rastafarian community, that's women and the brethren, sisters and the brethren, all going to be out there. They're coming from the family islands all the way up there to celebrate. And I hope to get one or two free things. You know, Nuri's like free things. Anyway, this has been On The Clock with Aaron Green. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri, who is hosting for Aaron Green for the
day.
Amen. Right? We will be right back for the other part of the show. Have a wonderful day.
Yes, sir. Good talks.
In 2023, over 9 million visitors came to the Bahamas. This year, we plan on shattering that record. That's why tourism is everyone's business.
Paradise is not only found in Nassau, but throughout our 16-island destination.
No matter who you are or what you do, we all have a part to play in our tourism industry.
This is our country.
These are our islands.
This is our home.
That's why tourism is everyone's business.
This is Garden Point 9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.